Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Chavtes. Yuma Chavtes, and we're going to talk about what it says right in the middle of Chavtes Man Aleph about Esther Hamalka. The Gemara says, Amar of Asi, Lama Nimshala Esther Lashachar. Why is Esther compared to the morning? Ayelet. Ayelet is another name for Esther. Ayelet Hashachar at Tehillim. So why is Esther compared to the morning? Loma Lachama Shachar, Sof Kalalaila. Just like the morning is the end of the night, Sof Kalalaila, Af Esther, Sof Kalanisim. So to Esther is the end of the Nisim, says the Gemara Viga Chanukah. What do you mean? Esther, the Purim story, happened between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. Remember, Achashverosh miscalculated about the 70 years, and Hanukkah happened in the middle of Bayis Sheni, a couple hundred years later. So, Vika Hanukkah. So, what do you mean, Esther is Sof Kalanisim? Hanukkah is later. Nitna Lichtov Ka'amrinan. No, we're talking about Nisim that are meant to be written down. Purim was the last Nes that was meant to be written down into Tanakh. Hanukkah doesn't make it into Tanakh, right? Esther was the last one to make it in, and therefore, that is the difference. Even though there are some books that are later than Esther, just chronologically, Ezra and Nehemiah, right, that was the building of Bayis Sheni, and Esther was in between, but Esther is known as the one that was the last one to get in terms of the Nisim, Nitna Lichtov Karmina. What exactly does that mean? That Esther was the last book that was meant to be written, and Hanukkah was not meant to be written. So there is a Gemara in Masechet Megillah on Daf Zayin, which relates to this. The Gemara says in Megillah, Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Esther Einam Atame Yasei Adayim. Esther is not Metame Yasei Yadayim. Where does that Lashon come from? The Mishnah Yasei Yadayim describe how in the days of old, Kohanim wanted to keep their Truma Tahor. They wanted to make sure that nobody Tame touched it. They used to put their Truma into the most Torah place that they could figure out, the Aron Kodesh. The problem is, if they put food in the Aron Kodesh next to the Torahs, that's going to make animals come and nibble at the food, and then they'll also nibble at the Torahs. So the Chachamim wanted to figure out a way that Kohanim shouldn't be able to do that. So you know what they said? Ironic, it just sounds like just the opposite. A Torah is metame truma. If truma touches a sefer Torah, then the truma becomes tame. The most holy thing we have, the Torah, doesn't matter. Then that's the litmus test. You know, if something is a real sefer kedushas ksav, if it's metame esayadayim. So Shmuel says Esther is not metame esayadayim. It doesn't have the kedusha of kisvei hakodesh. Says the Gemara, Lameimra, Desavar Shmuel, Esther, La Baruch HaKodesh Nemra? Is that to say that Shmuel holds that Esther was not said Baruch HaKodesh? But if I'm a Shmuel, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra, but Shmuel does hold that. Shmuel says that Esther was said Baruch HaKodesh. Answer, so what does it mean? Ne'emra Likros, v'lo Ne'emra Lichtov. It was said Baruch HaKodesh to be read, but it wasn't said Baruch HaKodesh to be written. And therefore it doesn't have the Kedushas Ksav. What exactly does that mean? That it was Likros below Ne'eman Lichtov. So Rashi said, we'll see Rashi soon, but that is that's what the Gemara says. Tosfos says, Ne'eman Likros below Lichtov, Mash but the Sarva de Mikkel Lugos al Peh. What, so it was not meant to be written down, so it was considered Torah Shebal Peh? And therefore, you can read it Bal Peh Vakasha. Teichi Palak Al Stam Mishnah. The Mishnah says later on that if you read it Al Peh, you're not Yotze. But now you're telling me that the klaf doesn't have the status of a klaf. It wasn't meant to be Nechtav. Satosa says, Lakach Nira Lafarish, Tata Karmelo Nitna Likasev, Baruch HaKodesh. Avo Midrabanan, Nitna Likasev, the Likros. Says the Tosfos that wasn't Nitna Lichtov with Ruach HaKodesh, but Midrabanan it was. So what does it mean? It was Nitna Likasev. Yes and not. It wasn't into the Kadib Ruach HaKodesh, but it was into the Kadib without Ruach HaKodesh. What exactly is going on here? And the Pnei Yeshua asks it outright. He says, Kiva de Mirais lo nina likasev. If you're telling me that it wasn't written Ruach HaKodesh likasev, and it wasn't meant to be written down, so how was it written? Imkin heich shara rabbanon. If it wasn't meant to be written, then how did the rabbanon allow it to be written? Hakayim alon dvarim shebal peh asa lomen bichsav. Dvarim shebal peh, you can't write down. Again, that was later, but at this stage, in the times of Tanakh, it shouldn't have been written down. The Efshar says the Pnei Yeshua, there in Megillah Dav Zayin, Kiva, the Nitan Likros Baruch HaKodesh, Hitiranami Likasev, Talav HaKobaki and Likros Balpen. Not everyone knew it. Okay, what exactly is he driving at? And the Ritva also comes up with his middle idea. The Shmuel Hachikamer Lo Nina Likasev Bechlal Sifrei HaKodesh, Achete Kamosa Latame Yasei Adayim, Avo Mikol Makom Nitna Likasev Shlotei Al Peh. He creates his own category. Again, Ritva is explaining Shmuel, saying it's somewhere in the middle. It's considered Kisvei HaKodesh to be called Ksav and not Bal Peh, but it's not Kisvei HaKodesh to be part of Tanakh. What exactly is going on here? Says Rav Jolti in the Mishnas Yavetz and Arachaim and Simenai and Ches, part of a large mamar, but it is the following gorgeous idea. The Yavetz says, Megillas Esther is really Torah Shebal Peh that was written down. It was given inherently as Torah Shebal Peh, but with a heter to write it down. It's in the middle. It's not full Torah Shebichsav, like all the other Svarim of Tanakh. It's not Torah Shebal Peh, which is not meant to be written down. It's in the middle. Ulefize nimsa, shebe Megillas Esther ne'emra halacha mechudeshes, she'af al pishi lo bechlal kisvei HaKodesh. It's not really fully part of Tanakh. V'yeso dina hi Torah Shebal Peh, mikom makom ha'nidna likasei v'likrosba. But you could write it and read it. That halacha doesn't apply. It's Torah Shebal Peh that can be written down. And that's the Diak and Rashi. Rashi says there, on the earlier part, where it talks about the source of Tanakh, Ksov, Zosi, Karan, Basefer. Basefer, Rashi, is Bajakasev, Banavim. Aval bimegillah, Lonidnili Kasev, El Lagorsa, Alpeh, Velikrosa. You're meant to darshan it, you're meant to learn it. But that is the chiddush of the Mishnas Yavetz. It's somewhere in the middle. And maybe this is what the Gemara in Megillah means on Daf Yutes, where the Gemara says, Amar Bichalba, Amar Fahama, Marguriam, Arav, Megillah, Nikre, Sefer, Vinikre, Sigeres. The Megillah is called a Sefer, which sounds like a Kisvei HaKodesh. It is also called a letter. Nikre Sefer, She'im Tafra B'chute Pishtam Psula. It's a Sefer, certain halachas of cloth and stam apply to it. If you use flax threads to tie the cloth together, it's possible. V'nikre Sigeres, Shemhidu Bashloshi Chutin Gidin Sheira. If you just have three different chutin of the gidim, of the sinews, it's kosher. So there are some halachas that reflect sefer, some reflect igeres. What does that mean? Sefer means full kisvei HaKodesh. It has inherent kedusha, like tashmishei kedusha. It has to be buried. And then there's igeres, a letter. What do you do with a letter after you use it? You throw it out. So the Megillas Esther is somewhere in the middle. And there are nafkaminas lahalacha, based on this idea. The Yerushalmi in Maseches Megillah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, quotes a pasuk to allow darshaning the Megillah. Darshaning the pesukim of the Megillah. We have a heter, we have a pasuk to allow darshaning the Megillah. Why do you need a heter to darshan the Megillah? Right, that's what the Rabbanan do. The Rabbanan's power is they use the Yudgimel Midos, Kavachomer, Xerushava, right, Hekish. What's the answer? If it's really not Torah Shebichsav in the regular sense, it's Torah Shebal Peh, so maybe you need a Tzad Laheter. You need a Makar Laheter to darshan it, because, what, you're going to darshan halachas from Torah Shebal Peh? No! Torah Shebichsav is what you need to darshan into Torah Shebal Peh. But if this is inherently Torah Shebal Peh, maybe it's not a good source in order to darshan halacha from. So that's the possibility of the Yerushalmi. Or other discussions as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Avos HaTuma. The Rambam says that, just find the Rambam here. The Rambam says, and I'll read you the language of the Yerushalmi. Just we call it Mazu Nitna Lihidarish, Avzu Nitna Lihidarish. Again, that's you need a mucker. The Rambam says in Shar Avos HaTuma, Perek Tes HaLachavav, Ritzuos HaTfilin Im HaTfilin. The straps also with the tefillin, the Gilyon Sheba Sefer Shalamalav Shalamata, and also the margins on the cloth, Sheba Tchila Vesheba Sof, Keshehen Mechubarin. Sorry, one more word, la sefer. The gilyon, while it's attached to the rest of the sefer, the sefer shenimchak, v'nishtai bo shmona v'chamishos, or a sefer that was rubbed out, at least it has, as long as it has 85 letters, right, from Vahib bin Sawa, all of these, mitamana sayadayim. Those have kedushas ksav, all of these. So, even the ritzuos, right, the ritzuos have tashmishei kedusha status. V'lo divrei Torah bilvad, says the Rambam, elakol kisvei HaKodesh, all kisvei HaKodesh, afilu. So l'chor, he's going to say the controversial ones now. Afilu shirashirim v'koheles. Shein divrei chachma mitam anasei adayim. Even shirashirim v'koheles, which the Gemara has a little controversy about, those are also mitame es hayadayim. Good, that's what we paskin. Where's Megillas Esther? It's not mentioned here. You would think even Megillas Esther he would put on there. He doesn't say either way. If you look at the Rambam and Hilchos Tefillin, in Mezuzah and Sefer Torah, he quotes what his Tanakh is, and it's in there. Quotes, what's the Tanakh? Sidur Shal Neviim Kachu, says the Rambam, Yeshua, Shofim, Shmuel, Malachim, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, Yeshayahu, a little different than us, Treyasar, the Seder Aksuvim, Rus, because he has chronological order, Rus, Tehillim, written by David, Eov Mishlei, Koheles Yerashirim, the three written by Shlomo, Kinos, written by Yirmiyahu, right? So that's a little out of order once you have but the Megillus, we want to have all the Shlomo ones. I'm sorry, it continues. It is in order. I'm sorry, those were all Shlomo, and the Kinos is the Yo, the end of Vayis Rishon. Vid Daniel, right? Daniel is also going into Gullus. Megillah, the Divrei Hayamim. So you have that all in there. So he has Megillah in Kisvei HaKodesh, and yet in Shar Avos HaTumah he does not quote that it's B'tamei Yadayim. Suggests Rav Zhulti, maybe that's the point. According to the Rambam, maybe he paskels like Shmuel. It's not B'tamei Yadayim, but it is in Kisvei HaKodesh. Lachain no nira b'das Rambam, says Rav Zhulti, she'be'emes pasak k'Shmuel. She'megillas Esther lo nidno likasev b'toras Kisvei HaKodesh. It was not written as Kisvei HaKodesh. The had the katz of Rambam she'bechal k'suvim hainu. Since it was able to be written down in order to read it, it doesn't violate that. Right, and therefore it has various halachas like that. So that's the Rambam Shita. Another amazing Gemara that fits in. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Dalet. The Gemara tells us that there is a halacha, as we know, to read the Megillah twice. Read the Megillah at night, and then read it again. Amar Yishuv ben Levi, Chayev Adam Likros is the Megillah Balayla, Balashonos Bayom. Mitzvah to read the Megillah at night, and then to read it again by day. Shnei Amar Elokai Ekra Yomam Velo Sane Balayla Lo Dumi Yali. The pasuk in Tehillim. Sover Mine. The Talmidim thought that what Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi meant was Lemikre Balayla Ulemisne Masnisan Didab Yamama. To read it at night and then to study it and learn it by day. What is lishanosa for the word shinun from the word mishnah? They thought it meant to learn it. Amalehu Rabbi Yirmiyah, no. L'didi mifrishi lei minei d'rabchiyah bar Abba kagon d'amri yinshi. It's like people say, e'ev our parsha sadah v'asnei. I'm going to say this, I'm going to go over it. I'm going to do over this parsha again. It means to review it. To the same thing that you did the first time. So that's why that's the makar for reading it twice. Edmar Nami Amri Chelba Arabula Beira Chayv Adam Lekos Megillah Belayla Vishanosa Bayom. If you read it again by day, Shnei Amar, a different pasuk in Tehillim. Lamai Nizbecha Chavod V'lo Yidom Hashem Alokai Lo Lamadeka. Two different psukim. So Veitchik suggests maybe one is because Tefila, the Megillah is a Tefila and it's a Hala at the same time. But either way, ask the Netziv, ask the other Mefarshim, what's the Havamina here? The Havamina is that you have to learn the Megillah the second time. It's a mitzvah's kriyas Megillah. What's the Havamina to say that you have to learn the Megillah instead of reading the Megillah? What's the answer? If it's really Torah Shebal Peh, then we understand. We understand why you might have to read learn the Megillah. Good. Another. The end of the first parak of Megillah has four blot going through almost every pasuk in the Megillah. V'hi b'me Achashverosh. Hu Achashverosh. More, every pasuk is darshaned. How is every pasuk darshan? It's more than any other sefer in Tanakh. We darshan more pasukim in Megillah than any other. Why? Because inherently it's Torah Shebal Peh. So to darshan Torah Shebal Peh and to learn messages from this and to emphasize the layers of depth that there is here, right? There's no other sefer that's more appropriate to delve into. Not in terms of learning halacha, that you could do too, but in terms of learning drashos and darshaning the story, right? That's all learned out in this as well. In terms of flexibility, in terms of what the klaf like, also, right, we know that there is flexibility in reading the klaf and the klaf itself. Right, we know up to 49%. If 49% of the klaf is rubbed out, it's still okay. You can still read from it. And we know, right, even if, you know, major sections are missing, as long as you're not missing the beginning, the end, or a whole section, like the story of the two who wanted to assassinate Achashverosh, right? So we know. But other than that, you can be missing. How can you be missing a lot? With the Torah, another Navi, if you're missing one letter. But here we say, no, even if you're missing a lot, it's okay, because it's in Igeres. It's in the middle. And what about reading it, right? Even if I don't read it fully, the Chiva Mikra Megillah, I miss a couple of words. I can read it myself into the Chumash, right? And that's also okay. Either way, that is all connected to this idea. Just two related points. The Rambam tells us that the end of Hilchas Megillah, the Rambam says, "Call Sifri Anaviim, v'chalak suvim, asidin libat leimosa Mashiach." In the future, when Mashiach comes, all the books of Neviim and Ksuvim will be batel, chutz mi Megillas Esther, except for Megillas Esther, v'ari kayemes kechamishichum sheitora ukehalachos shel Torah shebal peh. right? It will stay because like Chavishe Chumche Torah and like the halachas of Torah. She'enon betelim la'olam. Chamisha chumshei Torah and Hilchas HaTorah ba'alpeh are never batel, and therefore it's going to be forever. V'yafal pi she'kol zichron atzoras he batel, and even though all zichron atzoras will be batel, she'ne'amar, k'nishchu atzoras harishonos v'chulu, Yemei Purim lo yibatlu. Yemei Purim will never be batel, as the Pasuk says in the Megillah, Yemei Purim lo'ela lo yavru mitocha Yehudim, v'zichron lo yasim mizarim. So an amazing Rambam. Right, the Rambam says, everything will be batel except Torah Megillah Esther. The Ravid can't believe it. The Ravid says, Torah is going to be batel? What are you talking about? Amar Avram, Dvar had Yoto Suze. Ki lo yivatel sefer mikol asvarim. Shein sefer shein bo limud. What do you mean that this Torah is going to be batel? Torah is not going to be batel. Right, the svarim of the Vibek Suvim are Kodesh Kadashim. Right, they're not going to be batel. What might be batel? The chiyuv to read them. Avakacham, Rafili balu shar svarim milikros bahem. Megillah lo tibata milikros hosabet zibor. That won't be batel. The message of the Megillah, maybe seeing Hashem in the Hester Panim, seeing Hashem behind the scenes. Okay, but the Ravid says that the svarim are never going to be batel themselves. But what's the pshat of the Rambam? They'll be batel. But whatever the pshat is, what does the Rambam say? Why is Megillah Esther different than all the others? Because it's Torah Shebal Peh. And Torah Shebal Peh, halacha of Torah, that's never batel. That's what the Rambam says. Harehi kayemes kechamishe chumshe Torah ukehilchas shel Torah Shebal Peh. That's what it is. It's kehilchas Torah Shebal Peh. Why? Because it is an element of Torah Shebal Peh. And finally, related to this, maybe the secret of this all, why is this? Why does Megillas Esther have this middle status? Why do we give it this middle status? Why did Chazal tell us to create this middle status? So maybe the point is, because it's similar to what's said, the Margolis HaShas quotes from the Koydenaver, the Mishmer Shalom, on that line of Igeris and Sefer. Let me just read it, and then I'll expand on it. Amar dinei yadua ki bein kol madrego madrega yish pechidas mamutza. Between every two madregas, there's always a middle. Kamo bein domim letzomeach ha'almog. Right, between a zomim and a tzomeach is something in the middle, not a total. Zomim like a right, the items that are in the water, right, the almog, the corals, that's in between. And then between Tzomeach and Chai is Adnei Asoda, the Mishnah in Kilayim. Bechai Medaber is the Kof. Vechem Bechol Madrega, there's always something in between. Between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh is Megillas Esther. And that's Nikras Igeres and Nikras Sefer, right, that's in the middle. Let me just add and say, maybe it's the transition. Because we're going now from the world of Torah Shebichsav, the times of Tanakh, to the times of Torah Shebal Peh, so maybe we need a transitionary type of book in order to take us from one to the other. And that is why we have Megillas Esther, which was the last one to be written down. The last one to be written down, and that's Nitzna Likasev, and that's the message. And maybe why was it the last one and not Hanukkah? Hanukkah was an open miracle. If you look at the Anaf Yosef right here on our Gemara, the Anaf Yosef says, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is kind of like the Ramban at the end of Bo. The Kavanas Chazal b'mamar zeh l'chazik es emunoseinu b'bori olam, u'bashkachasu al ha'olam, shrei anu b'einenu, lo roim kfar shumneiz golui. There's no more nisim gluyim. V'im kein ha'rotze l'chpor chas v'shalom ishlo mokom liton, hari lo reisi b'einai klum, b'gil yashem b'olam. U'mi amar sham aminim b'briya di abori heim atzotkim. Who says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu's around? So we say Esther is sof kol nisim. Remember Esther. V'oz nirasa b'birur. Put Esther into Tanakh, even though it's Torah Shebal Peh. So it's also, it's like Baal Peh. You have to look behind the scenes. V'rav me'am ha'aretz ha'im misyadim. Right, many of the non-Jews that were misyahid during that time, because they felt the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Behakiram kishiachin yesh bori umanig labira. Vehusar hahirhur al madhigos HaKadosh Baruch Hu balamo. Veyosar lozak HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasos neis keinzeh. That was it. Once you have this neis, a neis nistar, behind the scenes, kivan she'emunas hakadmus tama v'oz v'aver min ha'olam. And that's why this is the final neis that is mentioned. And that's what's mentioned now. This is all maybe hinted to in this line of our Gemara. Again, the Gemara says, why is Esther nimshal to Shachar? Shachar is sof kol alayla, Esther is sof kol anisim. The Gemara says Chanukah. No, Nitna Likasev Kamrinan. Purim was the last one that was Nitna Likasev because that's the message of Neis Nistar, which was supposed to take with us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was constantly in charge. But again, it was reflected in the creation of this Bria that is somewhere between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh, Megillas Esther. We have to be Megale the Hester in order to be able to acknowledge and recognize the difference between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh, and then this transitionary book, which we call Megillas Esther, and we get that by the fact that Chanukah was left out because Esther was already the transition book of Sof Kol HaNisim. Okay, we'll stop here.